Our epistle for this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Brethren, I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to perfection until the day of Christ Jesus. And I have this right to feel so about you all, because I have you in my heart, all of you, alike in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel as sharers in my joy. For God is my witness, how I long for you all in the heart of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all discernment, so that you may approve the better things, that you may be upright and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 through 21. At that time, the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might trap Jesus in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art truthful, and that thou teachest the way of God in truth, and that thou carest not for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute. And they offered him a denarius. Then Jesus said to them, Whose are this image and the inscription? They said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, one time I was invited out to breakfast. I've been traveling around, and this person had been wanting me to go and visit with them and have breakfast with them, which was very nice. But it wasn't just me. I was there with another religious. I was sitting in the back, and because we had a little bit of a distance to go, I dozed off a little bit. I remember I was driving down the street, caught myself dozing off, woke up, and just looked out the window casually, and something caught my eye. We were driving down a road, and a random house was having a garage sale. And I just saw it in an instant, but it caught my attention so much so that I asked those who were inviting me out, and the driver, if he would indulge me and turn back around. I want to go see something at that garage sale. And we turned back around, and what initially caught my eye was proven true. It was a picture, a beautiful picture, big size, in a nice frame, of Our Lady of the Way. And I asked the person, how much is that picture? And they said, $5. Really? Are you sure? $5, that's it? Yep, $5. I said, I'll take it. I have that picture in my rectory hanging on the wall opposite St. Michael in my living room. I don't think that person had a true understanding of the value of that picture, just as a picture itself, let alone its religious significance. Perhaps you may recall stories similar when you found something, you're like, really? It's a pretty cheap price, and you get something that it's a treasure. Or you could have the opposite, maybe experience where you sold something for a lot less than it was really worth and afterwards had that regret. I was thinking about that as I was preparing the sermon today, and the thought kept coming back to my mind of how much we individually value our soul. How easily we betray that value. for a moment of pleasure, or because we want to hold on to a contention or a jealousy or an anger, we sacrifice the very thing that beautifies the soul. We forget who we are. We think that how other people see us is what makes us who we are. And that's just ridiculous. If we take a look at ourselves and understand that we who have been baptized have been sealed with an indelible mark, so that when we take a look at that mark, we should be reminded that we are children of God. And as such, we should act that way. Not be caught up with selfishness and stupidity or the ways of the world, but to know that he who really gives value to things values us. The idea of us was so good to him that he created us. And not just created us, but redeemed us. Do you think that he became man because he needed to become man? No, he became man because we needed him to be our Savior and our Redeemer. Do you think that he comes down on our altar today because he wants to hide his divinity under the appearance of bread and wine? No, he does so because as a demonstration to you and to me and to each and every one of us that he loves us, making himself approachable. But far too often we don't value the things that we should value, and we value the things that shouldn't be valued way more than they are worth. So the message here is, let us start putting things in proper perspective. Not say we're going to, but really do it. For instance, how many of us think that we make the day holy just by coming to church for an hour and some? I made the day holy. I went to church. I'm good to go. How many of us go home and continue to make the day holy? Remember the third commandment. Remember to keep holy the Lord's day. Keep it holy. Many people will go and, as soon as they're done with church, go home, get some breakfast, plop themselves down on the couch, and watch how many hours of football. I'm not saying that recreation and watching a game is bad, not at all. But ask yourself, do you keep holy the Lord's day? Here's another thing. We say that the gospel is the word of God. How many of us have read a gospel, one of the four, from beginning to end? Not for any other reason, but so that we can better live it. It's one thing to know the gospel, it's another thing to live it. But if you read the gospel every day, and you make yourself aware of this written word of God, don't you think your life would change? Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. We are his. Value yourself as such, and live accordingly. Determine to be the saint that God has called you to become, and make good use of every opportunity that he offers you, starting with this opportunity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions over here.